I wish it was a song, an elegant song, good as wild horses, but twice as long. Tell me, Mr. Charisma, what will your next trick be?
And that was the Waterboys with Mr. Charisma. Now, I'm not sure who they're supposed to be singing about there, but if you watch the video, they show a lot of pictures of Keith Richards. I don't know if there's a connection there at all. That's going to wrap up hour one of Seth Faces the Music for this week. Stay tuned for hour number two. It'll be coming right after this break. We'll see you on the other side.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. Senator Lindsey Graham had some especially strong words for China if it decides to provide lethal weapons to Russia in its war against Ukraine.
As the war approaches the one-year mark, the South Carolina Republican says to China,
if you jump on the Putin train now, you're dumber than dirt. It would be like buying a ticket on the Titanic after you saw the movie. Don't do this.
On ABC, Senator Graham also spoke about what the U.S. should do as the war continues.
Make Russia a state sponsor of terrorism under U.S. law, which would make it harder for China to give weapons to Russia. And we need to start training Ukrainian pilots on the F-16 now.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A response to that from Secretary of State Antony Blinken on CBS's Face the Nation.
We've been very clear that we shouldn't fixate or focus on any particular weapon system because it's not just the weapon system. You've got to make sure that the Ukrainians are trained to use it.
In Turkey, crews continue to work around the clock, but most now understand that they won't find any more survivors from the 7.8 magnitude earthquake. The BBC's Laura Bicker is in Turkey.
It's now 13 days since the earthquake. The prayers in Hatay province are no longer for survivors. Instead, relatives are hoping rescuers will find a body for them to bury.
More than 40,000 people are confirmed dead from the quakes in Turkey and Syria. After the shootings that killed three students and hospitalized five last week, classes will resume at Michigan State University tomorrow. Thomas Yaitsko is MSU's interim provost and executive vice president for academic affairs.
For extenuating circumstances where students really struggle and they are not able to make it, we have advisors ready to work with them. Similarly, for extending circumstances for faculty, we make sure that they can work with their department chairs or school directors, as well as their deans, in support of finding what they need.
Facebook and Instagram are going to offer a subscription service that will allow users to verify their accounts. CNET's Ian Shore with reaction.
Subscriptions have become all the rage of Silicon Valley. What's important for Facebook is making sure people feel like this is a valuable thing to pay for, while also not alienating the people who are using its service for free. Meta makes most of its revenue from advertising, but that business has been inconsistent and hurt over the last couple of years. Having a group of people who are willing to pay a regular monthly fee for a subscription potentially gives Meta more stability.
The service will cost between $12 and $15 a month. LA police are treating the shooting death of an auxiliary Catholic bishop yesterday afternoon as a homicide. David O'Connell was killed at his home in Hacienda Heights. He was a priest, later a bishop in the city for 45 years. This is CBS News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 18. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Snow showers likely at times tomorrow, high of 37, cloudy. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, chance for mixed precipitation, lows around 17. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Scene over men and horses, hoops and garters. called real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. The celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Letters K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. Mr. K performs his tricks without a sound. And Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Bing bing, some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
And we started off hour two of Seth Faces the Music with The Killers and Mr. Brightside. And that was followed by that little band from Liverpool that could, The Beatles, with Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Now, speaking of The Beatles, when you're a band that's that big, well, of course, you're going to have a parody band, right? From the mind of some of the Python group, Eric Idle in particular, and Neil Ennis, a wonderful singer-songwriter from the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, came a little group called The Ruddles. And here, in another one of their spot-on parodies, is Hey, Mister!
When you woke up this morning, did you feel all alone? Did you get a grip on yourself? Were you just flesh and bone? Did you long for the centerfold spread of some bimbo girl magazine to appear by your side and physically question your manhood and make you come clean? Hey! This morning, did you feel like hell? Did you think that some Jehovah's Witness was a ringing your bell? Did you think you were in Babylon? Did you take a good look around? Or did you stick your head out the window and find you could not make a sound? This morning,
Did you get up and go? Did you take a good look at yourself in the mirror and go on with the show? Did you picture yourself as a Leonardo da Vinci with wrinkles and curls? Or did you see just another piece of modern art, like the Peppermint Tower in praise of greedy little girls?
I was raised by the praise of a fan who said I white star.
That was Buffalo Springfield with Mr. Soul, and yes, indeed, you heard Neil Young singing on this program. You may never hear it again. And how appropriate. Mr. Soul was preceded by Don't Mess with Mr. T, not that Mr. T, different one, from Marvin Gaye's soundtrack to the movie Trouble Man. Classic soul soundtrack, and man, oh, I miss Marvin a lot. Coming up next on Seth Faces the Music, it's time to go back to the 1950s, before rock and roll kind of messed everything up, when sweet pop sounds were coming from everybody's radio. Oh, wait a minute, rock and roll saved us from all that. All right, never mind. We'll play the song anyway, though, because it's kind of fun. Right here on WFHR.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you're talking,
we all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. And we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription, and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Bum 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 bum.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum 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 bum.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum 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 bum.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
Bum bum bum.
Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman,
bum, bum, bum.
Don't have nobody to call my own.
bum bum bum.
Please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum 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 bum.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him the word that I'm not a rover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam. Sandman,
yes,
bring us a dream. Give him a pair of eyes with a come hither gleam. Give him a lonely heart like Pagliacci, and lots of wavy hair like Liberace. Mr. Sandman, someone to hold would be so peachy before we're too old. So please turn on your magic beam.
And that was Traffic. If you recognize the lead vocal, that was Mr. Steve Winwood on one of his many stops throughout his career with Please, Mr. Fantasy. And we open up this set with the Cordettes and their classic Mr. Sandman. Come on, admit it. You were singing along. I know you were. If you have never heard the name Martha Copeland, that is okay. She's from a long time ago. She was one of that first group of classic women blues singers from the 1920s. She recorded several records from 1923 till about 1928, around the same time as her more well-known contemporaries Bessie Smith and Clara Smith. Here's a fun little number. Got a little double entendre going on. Here's I Ain't Your Hen, Mr. Fly Rooster.
Kiss. Furthermore, remember this. I ain't your hen, Mr. Fly Rooster, so don't crow in my backyard. Here's one chicken you ain't picking the day you try, you find it hard. When you hear me cackle, don't you stop and scratch. Hold your counting chickens that will never hatch. I ain't your hen, Mr. Fly Rooster, so don't crow in my backyard. I ain't your hen, Mr. Fly, Fly Rooster, so don't crow in my backyard. Here's one chicken you ain't picking the day you try, you find it hard. You and I ain't never gonna come to terms. Find some other chicken, I don't need your worms. I ain't your hen, Mr. Fly, Fly Rooster, so don't crow in my backyard. Fly, old rooster, so don't crow in. in my backyard. So don't crow in my backyard.
Johnny stumbles, Johnny falls under slogans off the wall. He sees where's the sense. He says, call me Mr. Malcontent.
And that was Mr. Malcontent by Lloyd Cole and the Commotions, a short-lived band in the mid-80s that actually put out a lot of great records and never really got their due, in my humble opinion. Up next on Seth Faces the Music, one more section to get to, and we're going to start it off by a soul classic from the 1970s. Actually, you know it so well, I bet you can guess it right now without me saying anything. So stay tuned, everyone, right here to WFHR.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mr. Humphreys in room.
5. 'Cause he gets grumpy trying to keep hope alive. I know the well has dried up. He won't give or shut up. He just keeps hoping.
Mark Eitzel there with Mr. Humphreys. And before that, we opened up the set with Gene Knight and Mr. Big Stuff. Up next, we're going to play a pair of songs, both with the same title, although it is spelled differently. So compare and contrast, class. I do expect those papers to be turned in on time. We're starting off right now from their classic album, Doolittle. Here's Pixies with Mr. Greaves.
Thank you. Mr. Grills. Pray for a man in the middle, one that talks like Doolittle. I believe in Mr. Grills. Do you have another
friend who's got daisies in his pocket. Mr. Thomas owns a red bike, and his heart flies like a kite. He gives a coin to the children who play war with wooden guns. Mr. Thomas remains at home when other people go to church. In his dust to book the foam, round his steamship always emerge. Mr. Thomas is in his papers, but to me good news. One day he'll take me to the river where gins can't choose. My grand uncle, when he sees him, says he's crazy and starts to grin. My little lady, Paul McKimbo, says his head is made of straw. Mr. Thomas is in his papers, but you need good news. One day he'll take me to the river where gins can choose. I know there one armed squirrel keeper is quite eager to know why all the bluebirds from the river on his top hat govern fly. Mr. Thomas is in his papers, but you need good news. One day he'll take me to the river where our gins can.
pinch a clown who seems so glad in his watch. I would be always around him so I could walk his path.
Mr. Thomas Dillon's favorite, but to me, who knew? One day he'll take me to the river where old Jim can chew.
Aphrodite's Child there with Mr. Thomas, and before that we had Mr. Greaves, spelled differently but basically the same song, and that version was by TV on the Radio. That wraps up the show for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for joining me on Seth Faces the Music this week. We'll be back next.